Rhea Weinstein is more complicated than a typical adolescent. She has layers of cultural identity that help shape how she sees herself. She's 13 and...
a Jewish Indian girl who is very active and stuff and makes friends easily.
Like her older sister Vita, Rhea was adopted from an orphanage in India when she was an infant. She grew up in South Minneapolis in a middle-class family. She and her sister have attended Indian culture camps where they learned about traditional food and dance. Their mother, Miriam, suggested they go.
These kids have known from day one they're adopted and they're Indian, and it's not like anybody's trying to hide anything or that anybody's trying to say it's good or bad or indifferent. It's just it's who they are.
This December, they'll take their first tour of India. It includes a stop at the orphanage where the girls lived. When Miriam first proposed the idea, Rhea was afraid.
It will be sort of emotional for, like, going back to the orphanage and just remembering me being one of those kids in the orphanage and them wanting a family.
The trip may help Rhea more fully answer a fundamental human question: who am I? For many internationally adopted children, answering this question involves going outside generally white, middle-class adoptive families. University of Minnesota professor Hal Grotevent researches cultural and identity issues in adoption. He says children begin to wonder where they came from as soon as they recognize there are differences among people. Knowing about and having pride in their origins helps adopted children develop a healthy sense of self. He says for some, it's essential knowledge.
It's almost like they need to do that before they can get on with other things. It's like it's really a burning need for them at some point in time. Other kids are very blasé about it, and they just, as far as they're concerned, you know, their parents are their parents, and they just are not that interested in it.
The most passionate search for their birth parents. Some adoption tours offer that opportunity, although it's not the focus of most. Situations may vary from an orphanage employee keeping a scrapbook of former orphans to visiting a village where a child's birth parents live. Grotevent says parents and children should prepare themselves and be respectful of the culture in which the children were born. For example, not all societies are open about the reasons for adoption.
Perhaps a young woman had a child out of wedlock, and there is so much shame associated with that in that culture that to even approach that would be something that would be unspeakable, or that would really create a very difficult situation for the child's birth parents. And usually when adoptive parents are doing that, they're not trying to make life difficult for the birth parents. In fact, they're trying to reestablish a connection.
In India, the identities of birth parents are generally not known. So Rhea and her sister Vita won't pursue a search. Still, Vita says she'll have a chance to remember.
This is where something began, and this is the chance for me to see that beginning, and to sort of acknowledge it as being a part of my life.
Vita's advice to other internationally adopted children is take comfortable steps in discovering yourself. She says it's not about changing who you are. It's about discovering who you are and identifying with that. I'm Lynette Nyman, Minnesota Public Radio.